The main thing is you're here to talk about is local and live. So what I thought I'd ask you first of all to kick off with is if someone knows nothing about local and live, what's the shortest, the most succinct description you could give them with regards to it?
Well, it's a very unique festival and it takes place over the August bank holiday every year and with the main hub in Calverley Grounds and then supporting venues across the town. It's free entry and it's all about supporting grassroots music. So all the acts that play from the local area. And it's been going for 19 years.
Fantastic. I think it was 2006 was the first one?
That was the first one, yeah. And that was to mark the town's 400th year, or birthday year, I guess you would say. And then it was called Bandstand 400 because it was on the bandstand in the Pantiles. I didn't really have a name for the event. But I thought Local and Live the following year was a more catchy title. And it's been there ever since. We had like 8 or 9 great years on the Pantiles. And then it just got so big we had to move the main hub to Calverley Grounds.
And it's even, a bit jiggery pokery to make sure we've got no echo there. And it's even bigger again this year, isn't it?
It continues to sort of develop and expand every year. So since 2014, we've been in Calverley. So we have 3 days of music in Calverley this year. It's the Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th, Sunday the 25th of August. And then on the Monday, we have a lot of venues around the town who become sort of make up the fringe element of the festival. So you have various satellite venues like Trinity Gardens, the Sussex Mews. We also have stages all weekend at the Forum Basement, which is at the Sussex Arms. And we're talking to some more venues at the moment. So, we're just announcing today, really. So lots of the artists are starting to make a splash about what time they're playing, where they're playing. Our website is fully live. A few more bits to do, but we're in the final straight now.
Fantastic. And so with regards to that, the other thing I was going to ask you is if people who are seasoned local and live attendees, is there anything that you, from your perspective, that you would particularly like to let them know about in relation to this year?
I would say, Calverley Grounds is such a beautiful place to go and enjoy the music. And yeah, if you can pop down there at some point over the weekend, it starts at 5 o'clock on Friday the 23rd. Like I say, it's free entry. That's what makes it a unique festival. If you think of the money you have to pay to go to some of the festivals now. And Local and Live is a charity, and our mission is to put this festival on every year and keep it free for the local community to enjoy. And I would just say to people, look, come to Calverley Grounds, but also go on the Monday, go and explore the fringe venues. If you fancy a late night, we've got stuff going on at the forum basement, so there's so much for people to enjoy. And if people think, well, what kind of music is it? Well, it's just a multitude of genres. So pop, folk, Americana, jazz, blues, country, punk. You name it, it's in there. And all the acts, yeah, they're local or from the surrounding areas and really, really high level. You've got the beauty of it is you've got artists who are as young as 12, 13 starting out in their fledgling sort of careers. And then you've got sort of seasoned, what you would say, sort of professional acts, who are doing it as a career, but all passionate about writing their own music, playing their own music. And I can't believe it's been going for so long, really, but yeah.
And you're still putting yourself through it.
It's a lot of organising, but we became a charity a few years ago, and with that it developed. We have a real established team, so a board of trustees, but who are all interactive in terms of running the festival. So we all handle different departments, which has taken some of the weight off my shoulders as well, which is really nice. But it's still quite a mission to put on every year because it's a big event now, and trying to raise the money to pay for the staging, the insurances, the licences, security, all those big costs that you'd expect. It's tough, but we're very thankful to have the support of local businesses, particularly Maxipay, who are our main sponsor. They've been an absolute lifeline. And we work closely with the council and the bid. We had some great help along the way.
One of the things I wanted to come back to was one thing you mentioned, Paul, with regard to the atmosphere. What's it like with regards to, is it sort of appropriate then for families and things? So that's what I was kind of hedging towards. What's the sort of atmosphere in Calverley Grounds?
Yeah, absolutely. Family friendly for all ages. There is a wonderful array of local independent traders at the event. So food and drink for everybody's tastes. Face painting for kids, all sorts of things going on. If we had the room, we'd put bouncy castles in there and things like that. Calverley Grounds is a beautiful park, but it's not probably the largest. So it really creates a lovely amphitheatre. You've got the banking for people to sit on, standing area. But yeah, family friendly completely, and just a lovely atmosphere. Very, very, we always feel looking out to sort of when I'm running the event from backstage, you look out to the crowds and the music playing, and it's, yeah, just a lovely warm vibe, and yeah, it's great.
And you said it's free. People can just turn up if they
want to. Yeah. Yeah, it's a free event. I mean, we're a charity. We're trying to raise money to make sure the event is covered and then look towards next year. And so people can donate, you know, if they've got a bit of spare change or they want to tap on their card. And that's fantastic. We always get really great donations from the people who come every year. But yeah, it's free. And we always want it to be free. It's not, no one's profiting from it. It's just there for the community. And we work with local businesses to achieve that. And various grants that we apply for every year.
One, I suppose, throwing the cat among the pigeons a little bit, Tunbridge has a really good music scene. So I was going to throw a question to you. Why do we need local and live as well when we've got such a vibrant music scene?
Well, I think we're just pleased to be a cog in the wheel, so to speak. And the Forum is a fantastic thing. The Grey Lady, Trinity Arts Theatre, the Assembly Halls, and all the various pubs and cafes that make part of that rich tapestry you're describing. I think we're quite a unique festival. I mean, we're at the end of the summer. It's 4 days. It's a big festival. And you've got other festivals throughout the year. So I feel Local and Live definitely have its own identity. All grassroots music, all unsigned artists. So it is quite unique in that way. Free to attend. And I feel like it sort of established itself in the town, obviously, but across Kent and the Sussex area. So, and that's because it's been going for nearly 20 years. And it's just, we've tried to improve it every year. That's our goal, to make it as good as it can be. So yeah, there are really good crowds that turn up. So I hope that people continue to enjoy it and will continue to support it.
What I love is you're smiling as you say that. For you, what's your most favourite bit of all of it, generally?
I think I'm quite a calm person, right? But when it's underway, and one of the things is we're really hot on everything running exactly to time. It never runs late. So just seeing it underway on time, and when you see like crowds there enjoying the music, it's nice to take a moment and just take that in, especially if the weather's good, you know, like the sun is shining. You just sort of look out and think, gosh, we're so lucky to have this in Tunbridge Wells, this beautiful park, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just seeing it sort of unfold and people, you see kids at the front dancing and people of all ages, backgrounds, just enjoying it. And that's a real, like, amazing buzz. And the musicians come off the stage. And because we put so much care and love into the sound, right? So we have an amazing sound team, amazing equipment. And so it sounds great for the musicians. And they're coming off and they're buzzing because it's like a massive gig. You know, they're playing to a lot of people, their own music in their own town. And seeing them come off stage, absolutely buzzed. It's just that combination of goodwill from the musicians to the supporters, the audiences, yeah.
And that's it. That's a sense of community, of being able to come together.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, local traders are doing well. Like, you just feel like, oh, this is going on in Tunbridge Wells. You know, this is a good thing. Because other towns and obviously bigger cities, you know, they have not, I suppose, an event quite like Local Life, but similar events. And, you know, we need this for the town. Like, we're so lucky, as you said, to have such a vibrant music scene. And we need support for all our events, you know, throughout the year. So, it's good.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I think the work that you put in, I know I've been in Tunbridge Wells for about 8 years or so now, and whenever I mention music, your name comes up, and Local and Live was obviously there. It's amazing to see it, how it's grown, and, you know, thank you for the work that you put in and the other trustees and the team, and I wish you all the very best. So with regards to the website, is it localandlive.org?
Yeah, so people, our website is pretty much up to date now. We've just got a few more bits to populate it with, but it's pretty much there. So it's localandlive.org, and for anybody on social media, it's at localandlive on Instagram and Facebook, and we're on Twitter as well. So there's various ways you can connect with us. So
that's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I wish you all the very best with it. Have a fantastic time.
Thanks very much.